broken, humbled, and destitute. Psalm chapter 34 verse 18. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart, and saves such as are crushed with sorrow for sin, and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. Psalm chapter 51 verse 4. Against you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. Psalm chapter 51 verse 17. My sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken down with sorrow for sin and humbly and thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise. Oh, how tender is the forgiving love of our merciful Father! It is a love that transcends human understanding, reaching out to the depths of our sin and brokenness with compassion and forgiveness. In our brokenness, we often feel unworthy, ashamed, and lost. Yet, it is precisely in these moments that God's loving kindness shines brightest. Consider the story of the prodigal son. Despite squandering his inheritance in wicked living, the son found himself broken, humbled, and destitute. Yet, when he returned to his father did not cast him away in anger or judgment. Instead, the father ran to embrace him, showering him with love and forgiveness. Such is the boundless love of our Heavenly Father towards each of His redeemed children. God's love for us is not dependent on our merits or accomplishments. It flows freely from His nature as a compassionate and merciful Father. He sees beyond our faults and failures, extending His hand to lift us from the depths of sin, despair, and shame. Christian, remember that God's love for you knows no bounds. No matter how broken or unworthy you may feel, He is ever your merciful and forgiving Father. May His boundless love be your refuge and strength, guiding you through the darkest valleys of sin and sorrow until you reach the celestial city. Psalm chapter 32 verse 5. I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully.